club.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And welcome to the Hello Goodbye Show, MG. Yeah. Because some hellos and some goodbyes to say tonight. We've got one NRL club boss says goodbye. But is the game about to say goodbye to one of its most entertaining players?
Yeah, that player being Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. The rumour that won't go away is that he's heading to the All Blacks. And gee, I hope it's false info. But you know what they say, Liam, where there's smoke,
there's a bit of fire. And one hello we've got to say, though, is Ozzie Burt, the new coach of the Socceroos, has landed by the Aussie media. They've already upset him, MG.
Yes.
We'll play the audio from the press conference coming up on the show. But the biggest goodbye we've got to say, the Grid Girls, they're gone.
Who would have thought on our eighth show here on the Rush Hour with MG, the topic trending would be Grid Girls, but it is. And it's the end of decades of tradition in the Formula One.
They're gone from the darts. They're gone from Formula One. Is it time the NRL clubs said goodbye to their cheerleaders? 133353. Do you think the NRL needs to say goodbye to the cheerleaders? And of course, MG Smart Ask is back. We've got more tickets to watch next Monday's Super Bowl in gold class comfort at Event Cinemas. You need the answer to all three questions across the show. And MG, here is question one.
MG's Smart Ask.
Australia has won the Davis Cup 28 times, the second most of any country. Which country has won the most?
This is the Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
Liam Flanagan,
mate,
Mark Geyer.
There is music playing in the crowd while we are playing.
The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
The Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's Triple M.
Trending now.
Formula One has said goodbye to the Grid Girls, MG. Formula One's Managing Director of Commercial Operations, Sean Bratch, has announced today that while the practice of employing Grid Girls has been a staple of Formula One Grand Prix for decades, we feel this custom does not resonate with our brand values and clearly is at odds with modern-day societal norms.
Yeah, I think it's taking away these young ladies' livelihoods who start out as probably they want to get in the modelling industry and all of a sudden they get an opportunity to be a Grid Girl or a cheerleader or something of the sort, and all of a sudden it's gone. There goes their livelihood. I think, you know, these girls have a lot to do on social media, Instagram being one of them, where they can get a lot of endorsements and make a lot of money. I just think it's another case of, again, the 5% minorities is controlling the 95% majority of this PC shit that's going on a daily basis.
Well, Jen agrees with you on Twitter, MG. Jen has said that this hand-wringing PC stuff is nothing but nonsense. But the darts recently, the PDC over in the UK, they announced that they would no longer use walk-on girls. And if we look to our sport, we've got another tweet here coming through from Sam. Sam said, MG, you're a father of girls. How would you feel if they became Grid Girls?
I wouldn't care what my three daughters did. And for that matter, I wouldn't care what my two sons did. I would embrace anything they did. In fact, I'd encourage them to do anything that they love doing. Seeing my daughters happy is the only thing that, as a father, I'm worried about. To see these girls who are now going to be out of jobs, that would worry me as being a dad, because they've worked so hard to do what they want to do.
Could we not argue that in a world where we're progressive and the role of women, but particularly in sport, is becoming more considered by a lot of sporting organisations, this is a step forward?
Well, how's it hurting the sport, but how's a girl standing by a car before a race hurting the sport?
Well, the argument is that it's positioning women as being nothing but decoration.
But this is, all of a sudden, this has happened. This is decades of tradition. It's the girls aren't getting led away in handcuffs to stand by a car. No one's saying, hey, get over it. They're getting paid good money, and they're getting paid well to do it. And it leads to other things. It leads to modelling careers. It leads to acting jobs. It's a means to an end.
We put out there, and if we look back in our own backyard with this, with the NRL,
yes,
obviously the cheerleaders are still a big part of the NRL. A lot of clubs still having the cheerleaders. We put out the poll today on Twitter. Do you think the NRL should get rid of cheerleaders in line with these recent developments? 84%. Saying, no, just let them dance. Just let them do what they want.
And our next guest on the show, Monique Carroll, wife of my good mate Spudley Carroll, has been in the industry for 25 years, both a head of cheerleaders for Manly and Parramatta, And I welcome Monique to the Rush Hour with MG. Monique, hello, honey. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Hi, Mark. How are you going?
Very well. First, the F1 have taken away the grid girls. I'm not sure whether you're up to that story, but we keep thinking that maybe the cheerleading in NRL might be next. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I'm excited to hear about that poll because I haven't had much internet access today, so I didn't know that's such a high percentage, 84%. And in my time over the years, I've had access to information of polls, and most fans are in favour of keeping the cheerleaders. You know, this is how I see it. The NRL, the game itself is the gift on game days, and what a great game it is. But the game day entertainment, including the cheerleaders, is the wrapping for the gift. The fans are paying for an outing and bottled to entertainment. You know, from my experience, cheerleading is to ignite excitement and to evoke spirit. That's what I hope to achieve with both my squads, with Manly and with Parramatta. We're putting on a show each game day. We're trying to choose relevant music that everybody relates to. We're trying to keep up to date with the latest choreography and put on a field performance. The girls that I choose, they know their team, they know the game, they know as much as they can about what is going on in the NRL as a whole. And we are a part of the community. We are, we are women in league, and I think that the NRL are providing such a platform for women to be associated and included in their brand.
Hey, Monique, we've seen in the NRL at various times, South Sydney got rid of their cheerleaders when they came back into the comp about 10 years ago.
That was me.
You're in charge of the South cheerleaders when they got rid of them.
Yeah, I was, yeah.
Well, what was that experience like for you and the girls who were involved with it at the time?
I do remember that the girls were really heartbroken because they really did enjoy their roles. I remember at the time for myself, I think being a bit older and a bit more mature, obviously, than the girls, I could understand that was the direction that South Sydney wanted to take. Now in hindsight, looking back, I just think what is fabulous about the NRL is with the cheerleaders, they have different styles. Each cheerleading squad, each team squad has a different style, as does the playing team. So when the fans are travelling, there's so many great diehard fans, and they're travelling around to game days each weekend. And what a great variety that they get, because each club creates their own game day environment. So...
I think too, Monique, like the boxing ring card girls and MM octagon girls, they kind of soften a brutal sport at times. They're a distraction from what's going on the field sometimes.
Yeah,
that needs to happen.
Well, 100%. I honestly believe that my cheerleaders are the feminine equivalent to the masculinity that the players have. You know, the guys are there, and of course they're the main attraction and they're the game, and as cheerleaders we're not there to take over or to try and be better than that, because obviously we're not. We're there with our team and we offer entertainment. We're putting on a show, and I'm trying to be really feminine with my girls.
You're doing a great job.
You're doing an outstanding job,
thank
Monique.
You.
And we thank you for calling in to the Rush Hour with MG. MG, a lot of tweets coming through on this issue. It's got some people fired up. I guess, as you said, they're from the minority. A couple of tweets coming in saying, let's move with the times, women aren't objects, cheerleading is sexist.
Who said they were objects? Did anyone here say they were objects? Did anyone say that a young lady earning a living is... they're an object. I've got no qualms if that's the career path they want to take. Go for it. Honestly, it's kind of, again, Liam, we seem to be living in a confusing world. I get more confused every day. I'm confused at the best of times. But this PC crap that keeps going on and on and on and on. If these young girls want to earn a living by doing what they do, let them earn one. You're taking it away from them. You're taking their livelihoods away from them. You know what? It's outrageous.
It's the Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's Triple M.
Liam Flanagan,
mate,
Mark Geyer.
There is music playing in the crowd while we are playing.
The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
The Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's Triple M. The question that has already got our new Socceroo coach offside with the local media coming up, plus the league segment, new league segment, Through the Hands, coming up next. But we are talking cheerleaders in the NRL, MG, because Formula One's come out today and announced that they are banning the grid girls. We just spoke to Monique Carroll, who is in charge of the Manly Seabirds. And you had some fairly strong comments in response to some tweets. And Scott from the Central Coast has called through. Scott, what do you think about the possibility of banning cheerleaders in the NRL?
Oh, I think it's a damn shame. Formula One is the sport of beauty. It is a multi-billion-dollar industry which not only showcases the development of the automobile but also showcases beauty. You look at all the sponsors and the companies involved with Formula One. They are top-end fashion industries which these girls get to showcase in front of, and we're now going to take their livelihood away. It's a part of what Formula One is, the beautiful person, beautiful cars, and it only takes you to go to one, both in Australia and overseas, to see that. So
yeah, it's kind of like the unattainable, isn't it, Scotty? We're over here in Aussie, and we're watching these guys over in Monaco, and they've got their flashy cars, and they're coming in their flashy boats, and we're just dreaming about one day becoming one of them. I agree with you 100%, mate. Ask Jennifer Hawkins about maybe cheerleading one day, and where that'll take you, because she was a Newcastle cheerleader, and it seems to have done all right for her.
It's worked out okay for Jen. Ads in Sydney.
Mate, if there was a bunch of guys with their abs out, it wouldn't be an issue.
Oh, hear, hear. Thank you for saying that. Thank you.
It is absolutely unbelievable. These ladies are educated. They're smart. Most of them are just trying to pay their way through uni because that's so expensive now. And they've just ripped the livelihood out from under them. Well, it is absolutely ridiculous.
Well said, brother. If I had a shirt to give you, Rush Hour with MG Stay Random shirt will be coming out soon. You'd be given the first one.
Thanks, MG. Love you, brother.
Good on you, Ad. See you, brother.
This is the Rush Hour with MG, and here is question two for today's Smart Ask. You need the answers to all three questions to win those gold-class cinema tickets for next Monday's Super Bowl.
And then
MG's Smart Ask.
Who is Australia's current Davis Cup captain?
Liam Flanagan,
mate,
Mark Geyer.
There is music playing in the crowd while we are playing.
The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And it's time to talk some league, MG. And we've invented a new segment.
Yes.
Through the Hands.
Yes.
Do you know what the problem with inventing a new segment on the day is?
No, what is it?
We haven't had time to get an opener, mate.
No, it's okay.
But basically,
It's a common thought spoken about in rugby league. Through the Hands. Come on, quick.
So there are a bunch of league stories we need to get to.
Yep.
So let's get them through the hands. First up, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. The rumours continue to abound that he is going to make a code switch and depart the Warriors for rugby union, joining up with the Blues.
Yeah, we keep hearing it. He keeps denying it. You know what that means? That he's probably going to move on. look, going to the Warriors from Roosters, man, he must have got over there and thought, what have I done?
Yeah, because he left at the end of 2015 and he was the fullback of the competition after that 2015 season.
Yeah, and now he had a year off through injury. Now I'm hearing he's being linked to the Tigers. After young Sooley's moved on, I'm hearing that Tigers are putting in a bid for him, so watch this space.
Well, his manager has come out on New Zealand radio this morning and categorically denied that he has spoken with the Blues and that it's nothing but journalistic sensationalism.
Mm-hmm. So, I've heard that before.
You've heard that before, yeah, exactly right. All right, that one's through the hands. Next up.
Well, is that a bit of paper?
A little bit of paper, just throwing it away the story.
So you have got a sound effect?
Well, I've got a sound effect. I don't have an opener.
Oh, okay.
There's only so much I can do.
What about that sound effect like this new one with it?
That one.
You give me that. With email, when you go trash, it goes...
Oh, no, I don't have that.
I like that one.
All right, I'll get that one for you next time. Okay, to the Roosters now. Luke Keary has suffered a broken jaw in a training session. He's had a plate inserted and he's expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks. Means he'll miss the trial games, but he should be right to go for round one. Any concerns there for the Roosters?
No, not at all. Lucky it's not a knee, shoulder or ankle ligament rupture or something like that. Broken jaws, whilst not good, it's usually a 4 to 6 week injury. The only thing I will say, that the first month of the NRL proper. The combinations around the halves might take some gelling.
Okay.
And it might be a little bit of rust. But apart from that, I hope he makes a really speedy recovery, because I love Luke Keary as a rugby league player.
Well, I'm glad that the Roosters don't have anything to worry about then. No, I'm glad just, things are all going well for them.
Just watch out sombrero,
with baby. That 750 grand they've still got in the salary cap.
But, hey, they might get Roger Tuivasa a cheque back there. How the irony.
NRL CEO saying goodbye. Peter Dowse, the boss at the Dragons, has announced that he will retire at the end of the 2018 season.
Very polarising figure is Mr. Dowse. And I think if you'd spoke to most Dragon fans, they'd say, why wait?
You reckon he should go now? You're speaking on behalf of Dragons.
I'm not a Dragons fan, but I think over the years he's irked a few of them. Okay. And it's odd that a CEO would give 12 months' notice.
Yeah.
Isn't
it? Well, maybe he's
planning. Does he want
a lap of honour? Yeah. This is his farewell lap, the 2018 season.
Do you want a testimonial year or something? A dinner?
Has an NRL CEO. Yeah,
remember, there was a character called the Skull back in the day. He was the number one Dragon supporter. And he was from my way in Mount Druitt. He lived at Edmonton. And I remember warming up one day at the back at Cogra. And here I am warming up. And he had big, thick glasses. He was a scary-looking character. He was bald. And he goes, there she is. Marsha Geyer, look at her. And every game I played, it just give it to me. So maybe he might be behind the old Dowsey being dousted.
Jack Dragon fan has sent through on Twitter, will not be planning a testimonial for Dowse. So thank you, Jack.
Yep.
Okay, that's done. You mentioned Moses Suli up the top. He has signed a 3-year deal with the Bulldogs after he was granted an immediate release from the West Tigers. Now, yesterday, you said, reading between the lines of Tigers CEO Justin Pascoe's media release, you reckon something's happened. I think we've got some more information on that today.
I think the happening is he's eating. apparently he's eating and eating.
A lot.
And eating. He went back to training apparently at 130 kilograms, which for an outside back is not...
Now, hold on. How heavy are you?
I'm 115 kilos.
So that's 15 kilo. And how tall are you?
I'm 6'4 and a half.
So you've got at least 2.5, 3 inches on him.
Oh, he's a big lad.
He's a big boy.
He just signed an extension for 2020, and he was the next big thing. He still could be the next big thing, but at the moment, he is the big thing.
We need to get him in touch with Adam McDougall.
Yeah, give the man shake into you, brother.
And lastly, for Through the Hands today, Dave Taylor, the Coltrane.
The enigma.
The man with more lives than a cat. He's been given yet another lifeline. He was let go by a Toronto Wolfpack after a bit of an indiscretion, and he signed to play the Queensland Cup with the Central Queensland Capras.
Look, I saw this kid play at 16 in the Brisbane competition, and he was destroying men at 16. I thought, watch this bloke have an illustrious origin and Australian career. Unfortunately, he hasn't. And Ricky Stewart, if Ricky Stewart can't get the best out of him after throwing what was probably his last lifeline, and then something happened over at the Toronto Wolfpacks where he's been sent home, I think that's the last chance for Big Dave. Unfortunately,
I don't reckon you can count him out.
Oh, you're
he's capable of another comeback.
Oh, jeez,
he's still
His name Johnny Farnham, is he?
This is the Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's Triple M.
Liam Flanagan,
mate,
Mark Geyer.
There is music playing in the crowd while we are playing.
The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
The Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's Triple M and MG.
Yes.
The new coach of the Socceroos has landed in Australia. The Dutchman, Ozzie Burt, he's arrived. We're all excited.
We are.
We're paying him a ton of money.
We love Dutchman.
To help us win the World Cup. Now, he's arrived. He's done his first press conference.
Yes.
And if you've watched the whole thing, he delivers this tactical masterclass as to what he's going to do with the Australian team. He realises we're not the best players in the world, but he thinks he can make us the best team. And then, in classic Australian style, this is the question that has already put him offside. He's already grumpy with us, MG. This is the question that got delivered by one of the journos today.
Well, sorry, in a serious note then, how do we pronounce your last name? Can you tell us your last name? A lot of people have been pronouncing it.
One time.
Well,
he's been hit up. He's just delivered this amazing speech about how he's going to help us, you know, go as well as we can in the World Cup, and he gets asked on how to pronounce his name. Now, revelation before the show, MG.
Yep.
What's your heritage?
I'm half Dutch.
Half Dutch?
Yep, half Viking.
Okay. So with that in mind, you've got a piece of paper in front of you there.
I have.
If you flip that over, it is the full name of our new Socceroos coach.
Yep.
I'd like you to pronounce it. Given your Dutch heritage,
yep.
This is how you say the name of our new Socceroos coach.
Bert von Marwijk.
Bert von Marwijk, you're going with.
Yep. Silent J.
Let's find out how close you are. Give us your version one more time.
Bert von Marwijk.
Von Marwijk.
Von Marwijk.
I thought he said from Norway. What's he say? No, play one more time, please, from him.
Von Marwijk.
Von Marwijk.
Von Marwijk. Jeez, I'm all,
Bert von Marwijk.
I better hand back my half Dutch residency because in the clogs and windmills and have don't you get Amsterdam anymore.
Have you been to the Netherlands?
I've been to Amsterdam.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How do they pronounce your name over there?
Geyer.
Mark Geyer.
Geyer.
Imagine if that's your name was, you know, running around. Imagine if Rabs had to pronounce
Geyer. The guy goes up like Geyer. He actually, Rabs called me Cardigan Bay the first time he ever called me when I was 17, 18. And I had that much strapping, I looked like an old trotter.
Cardigan Bay.
He said, Gay, how do you say this bloke's name? I don't know. Anyway. So Bert von Marwijk.
Von Marwijk.
Von Marwijk. That looks nothing like Von Marwijk to me. What about the J? It was silent.
I don't know what you do with the J. I think it's silent. This is the Rush Hour with MG. Question 3 for Smartass. Your chance to win those tickets for you and 3 mates to the Gold Class screening of the Super Bowl next Monday. Coming up.
Liam Flanagan.
Mate,
Mark Geyer.
There is music playing in the crowd while we are playing.
The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Yeah, we're almost out of time. Smartass, your chance to win those tickets coming up very, very shortly. But, MG, plenty of action still going on around this F1 getting rid of the grid girls. Dan Pat has hit us up on Twitter saying, went to last year's Singapore GP, couldn't tell you anything about the grid girls there, didn't notice them, having said that they perform an important function, keeping the sun/rain off the driver while they are waiting on the grid. And Michelle Bishop's also hit us up saying, those who opt to look at these ladies in a sexual way have the issue. If you've got it, flaunt it. If you don't, get over it.
Oh, well said, Michelle. I put a little poll up on my Instagram storyline. 80% agree with our last two tweeters. But you know what? You can always disagree with us. Anytime, call us anytime on 133353. We love your feedback.
Absolutely. And here is the final question for today's Smart Ask. You need the answer to all three questions to win yourself the tickets for you and 3 mates to the Gold Class screening of the Super Bowl next Monday.
And then asked.
I can't say ask.
Asked.
MG Smart Ask.
MG's Smart Ask.
Pat Rafter won which Grand Slam tournament twice?
Call now 133353. This is the Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
Liam Flanagan.
Mate,
Mark Geyer.
There is music playing in the crowd while we are playing.
The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Great drum solo.
This is the Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's Triple M. And on the 5th of February, you can experience the 52nd Super Bowl on the biggest screen with the biggest sound at Event Cinemas. Tickets on sale now at eventcinemas.com.au, unless you're winning the tickets with us here in this.
And then asked.
I can't say ask.
Asked.
MG's Smart Ask.
Yes, we've asked three questions across the show. You need the answers to all three to win the tickets. Steve in Sutherland, you're up first.
Stevie, how are you, brother?
Good, guys. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. I hope you get this prize, mate, because it's a beauty. Okay, question one. Australia's won Davis Cup 28 times, the second most of any country. Which country has won the most?
Oh, you know what? I missed this question at the start.
Have a stab in the dark, brother.
I'll say New Zealand.
Give him an uppercut, please. Where's that punch right in the gut? Oh, that's
New
either solo play. New Zealand? They haven't even won one? God, Jesus Christ.
Shocking.
That is the worst guess ever. Paulie in Penrith. Come on, brother. You heard the questions?
Yeah, this is PJ here, MJ. MG.
Yeah, whatever you said then, I agree with. Who has won the most Davis Cups in history?
USA.
Okay, beautiful. Question two. Who is Australia's current Davis Cup captain?
Leighton Hewitt.
And for the prize for you and 3 mates to go to the Super Bowl across the road here in Gold Class, Pat Rafter won which Grand Slam tournament twice?
I don't think it was the Australian Open.
Oh! So close, Paul. Yeah. So close. I'm sorry.
I'm just going to ask Cookie.
All right.
The last question.
Go for it.
Cookie?
G'day, MG.
Pat Rafter won which Grand Slam tournament twice?
The US Open.
No, okay. Well done, Cookie.
You're off the Gold Coast, brother.
Congratulations.
MG, I'll be honest, I won't be able to make it, so I'm happy for you guys to pass it on to someone who is willing to go and is actually who's more interested in going to watch it.
Okay, you know who's next online? Paul from Coogee, you there?
G'day, boys.
Paulie, you're going to gold class by default, brother. How's
Sounds
that?
Good, mate.
Okay, champion. Thanks for listening, mate.
That was without doubt the most random contest ever.
Okay, don't forget Working Naked Day tomorrow on the grill team. That's why I got my shirt off right now. I'm getting in early. And don't forget, he's Liam. I'm MG. Stay random, Sydney.
Liam Flanagan,
mate,
Mark Geyer.
There is music playing in the crowd while we are playing
the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.